Big chance missed, but best team won. Forget 10 men, best team won on the day. We had 10 men for a long while, but we got 10 men. So we didn't play great in the first half, but we also missed too many opportunities. Ollie missed too many chances, and we missed a penalty. Now, are they game changers? I don't know, but I can only go on what happened. And at the end of the day, I look back and best team won.
City sending off. Corey Whiteley went down maybe too easily, was possibly going to get a yellow, and then he puts his head where he shouldn't.
I actually didn't see it, to be honest. I know it's not sort of, I couldn't, there's too many people. But that's what they tell me, yeah. They tell me that that was a situation. He was aggrieved that he didn't get a penalty, whether it's a penalty or not. I ain't got a clue, but the referee didn't give it. He's got to get up and get on with it. That's a show of petulance that, in actual fact, could have cost the team the result. And I need to have a word with him because I'm not going to accept that.
You had a chance to get back 1-0 down, a chance to get back with a penalty in stoppage time. Ollie Hawkins didn't take it. I think he missed his last one. Was there any sort of idea who was going to take it or who fancied it?
Corey was our penalty taker, just taken over from doing it, from Hawks. he wasn't here. Jordan's taken him. Ollie's taken him. Jordan wanted it. He took it. Goalkeeper saved it. Happens in football, but we've missed too many penalties, to be honest. As a team, we've missed too many penalties. But I don't, like an individual thing of missing a penalty, well, that's human nature, people miss penalties. I'm not going to dwell on that. But we've missed too many penalties, you know, I'm not talking about today, we've missed too many penalties as a team.
Do you think too many players were off their game today? Yeah. It looked like four or five really weren't at the races.
No, absolutely. We never really got in our stride. I think we had a little period leading up to half time where we felt like we were going. I felt like we were going. We got the penalty. Would that have changed the game? It would have changed how we approached the second half, because if we'd have been 1-1, we could have afforded not to throw caution to the wind. We could have tried to break it down a little bit better. But we may well have to have a little change of how we play at home. And this isn't a massive criticism, certainly not a criticism of our groundsman, but our pitch is shocking.
Yeah, it's a little bit bobbly out there, isn't it?
Our pitch is, you know, to try and play how we were playing early in the season is getting impossible. Our best results are away from home. And when you're away from home, you can afford to sit a bit deeper and play a bit longer because you're not necessarily looking to entertain people. We wanted to try right from day one to entertain, and pitch is not helping us, and we just might have to have a little rethink on how we play at home. That's not taking anything away from the guys who are the best team won.
Got a game coming up on Tuesday though, yeah. So you can get straight back at it,
yeah,
and it's important to get
thing.
A win there.
It is, you know. excuse me. We've had a fantastic run all season, and to have overcome injuries and that we've done and be where we are is fantastic, but we've got to stick at this and we've got to work hard. It's funny how things work. We were, you know, all really, really pleased last week. And all of a sudden we get another little injury or two injuries, Gutteridge and now Frankie Raymond. And then we find out that Luke Howell, who was ready to play, has just torn his calf or his thigh, and that's there. And Matt Robinson. So we're still with that little changes, but that's nothing really to do with one game today. We you know what we lacked? We lacked energy and we lacked quality. That's what we lacked today.
You lacked the points as well.